Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Abdas Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaame.
Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Makame Kya Tajanni Thi Tere Bayame نور سنت ہے کونوں مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
عبد سلطان خرے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شامیں عبد سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شامیں فرق کالے و گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے و گورے کا تونے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بجامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کام راہ وہ دونوں جہاں میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اخترہ میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اخترہ میں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں نور سنت ہے کونوں مقامے کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں
Beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hari Billah, Rome Yawakta Brazi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat was an embodiment of love, and Hazrat taught us that Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for this very, very special gift to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent His greatest beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and chose me and you to be the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is such a great gift. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just read about the virtues of this ummat, and the desire came in his heart, I want to be the Nabi of that ummat. And he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, I want to be Nabi of that ummah." Allah Ta'ala replied, "O Musa, that Nabi has been chosen long before you were even born." And he said, "Oh Allah, if that is not possible, make me an ummati of that Nabi." So what a great honor. We don't realize myself who we are. One woman in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she read the virtues of this ummat, she said, "If I was in that ummat, my whole life I'll spend in sajda, just making shukr to Allah Ta'ala." So we should realize who we are, but unfortunately we haven't realized who we are. And we find today we have to say the ummat is in crisis, the ummat is in pitiable condition, because we haven't realized who we are. My example is like that small child. He finds a shining coin laying in his father's cupboard, the drawer must have been open, whatever. And he's happy, he's got the coin, he's playing with. And the next thing he hears the ice cream vendor going past, and he runs quickly to go and buy one ice cream. The ice cream vendor asks him, "Where's the money?" He shows the coin. Quickly the ice cream vendor gives him the ice cream. And he takes the gold coin. And he knows, "Yeah, I can open a factory with this." And the poor child is happy with that ice cream. Today myself, sadly, we're happy with all terrible, filthy way of life of the kuffar, their fashions, etc. And the kuffar, they are downtroddening us. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that if we leave the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the kuffar, they won't be scared for us. So here Hazrat is explaining, when the world was lost in darkness and people didn't know what was humanity, Allah Ta'ala sent His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take out people from that condition that was zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd, layers of darkness. And that was the period of Jahiliyyah. There were no institutions, there were no darulums. Today we regard ourselves as sophisticated, and we regard it as in a technological world. But if we just analyze, then we are more in Jahiliyyah than that period. And the solution only is that we come back onto that beautiful lifestyle. We walk 1400 years back, not to the present day Medina Sharif. The Medina Sharif, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala followed in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat explained, "Kya asarta risalat ki shame?" Then just look, when Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which outwardly it was impossible that this nation could never be changed, the world could never be changed. People are living like barbarians, that in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, for small things fighting. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with that fikr, which Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen a great personality, the greatest messenger, Sayyidul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the Arabs, people who knew Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they loved with him. Everybody kept their trust with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-Sadiqul Amin, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his mission of Nabuwat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from before he became a Nabi, Allah Ta'ala says that, "What was your condition? You had the spine. وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَعَدًا, we saw you were wandering about, that how can people be worshipping idols, and how we guided you." And this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in seclusion, away from the people, in the cave of Hira. And then Allah Ta'ala sent the nur of Hidayat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his mission, nobody was with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alone one man. But who was his great support? And these are the true women of Islam, that they love in the confines of their home. But what support do they give to the man of Allah? And that is what is the foundation all about. Today our women want to be in the street, and we want to say we want to liberate Palestine. That is not the way you liberate Palestine. Stay where Allah has given you honor, dignity. And they are the foundations of great, great men to come in the world. So Allah Ta'ala showed that Hazrat Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, how she consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, "It's impossible." When the first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overtaken, obviously a human being seeing an angel, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overtaken. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home, Sammiluni, please cover me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beautiful, perspiration on the forehead of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But she said, don't worry. You are a man that you look after the poor. You take care of the orphans. You worry of the widows. It's impossible that anything wrong can happen to you. And then she took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to her cousin. And he consoled Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that your description is definitely the final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. If I am alive, I will also help you. But he didn't live long. Then Hazrat explains here that how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started his mission. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this effort, one man alone, and as Hazrat teaches us ourselves, that if myself, I come on sunnah, one man can change your whole house, can change your whole city, can change your whole country. But it is left unto me myself, that I must see, am I really concerned? Am I coming onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Am I getting rid of all the filth and dirt, which we might, out of ignorance, we say we didn't know. But look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they came into the beautiful company and sohbat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this noor will only come in your heart from heart to heart. That Hazrat says, see, noor e sunnat hai ko wa maqam hai. Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. That you'll find the noor of sunnat that spread throughout the world. And till today, you can go in Iceland, you can go in Finland, you can go anywhere in the world, you'll find the noor of Islam is there. The noor of sunnat is there. And everybody, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she saw how the people were putting difficulties upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, throwing intestines on his back when he was going into sajda, and she came to wipe it out, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't worry, O Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the noor of Islam will spread in every brick house and un-brick house, unbaked house. And we see today, this is only the effort and the concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah Ta'ala says, that لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ, that he was so concerned that even if your dunya gets upset, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried about it. But what was the main concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And just rubbed off till today, the system is set in the company of the men of Allah and see their fikr, no matter what, till their last breath, حَرِيثٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ, they are greedy not for our money, not for our pleasures and entertainments, our homes, our food. They are greedy that we come out of the wrong lifestyle and come onto the beautiful lifestyle of sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so beautifully Allah Ta'ala has taught us through Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you want the greatest wealth, which is the love of Allah Ta'ala, tell them, O my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, just follow my way of life. Just see how I lead my life from morning till night, from birth to death, from east to west, throughout the world, wherever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, the noor of sunnah spread. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life was open in every way. Even private life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was open. We have got that lifestyle. Unfortunately, myself, we went far askance from that, and we are crying, the ummah is in turmoil. Ummah is in turmoil. In another poem, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully that the Ummah ship is sinking. That was already that time. And the only way to come out of the storm is just come back onto the ship of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And automatically Allah Ta'ala will take us out of the storm. And when we see when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in that condition, what difficulties Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to go through. His own people, who they loved him. But when he came with the قُولُ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُ, that you are not on success, you are going headlong into Jahannam. Just say there is no one for us besides Allah Ta'ala, and see how Allah will give us success. And then the first man who saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life from childhood, from when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 20 years old, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Rajna went on a journey with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, trade journey. He was 18 years. And when he saw the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from that day he didn't leave the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced his Nabuwat, all he had to ask to be sure, yet what is your proof? He knew that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is only truthful. Then Allah Ta'ala told him, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, didn't you see a dream in Syria? You were shocked. Who could have told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of this? This is definitely the Nabi of Allah. So the first person to recite Kalima was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And we see the barakat of sohbat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Rajna, because he stayed in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tooth and nail. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to be taken away from the world, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Rajna was the man who kept the Ummah together. The Ummah went in turmoil. After all, what can we say? The love of Sahaba for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they gave their life. They couldn't understand that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now is taken away from this world. But Allah Ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُ مَيِّتُونَ. They tell them, I also have to leave this world. And you people, you all say you all are owning the world, but you all also will leave. So Allah Ta'ala says that if we hold firm onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the only way of life, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. How beautifully Allah is stressing it, that only and only in the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way of life. And sadly today we love the filthiest way of life, and then we want to call people that are living in filth and dirt, that is my star. What a terrible, you degrading the word in itself. And as Hazrat explains here so beautifully, so Hazrat says, look at the tajalli. Kya tajalli ki tere bayami? Tajalli is the special focus that the Noor Allah put in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the concern of the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his fikr and quietly. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that fikr, went through difficulties. And Allah Ta'ala consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. There's no time to go into detail, but if we should be reading the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. If we want Noor in our homes, read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, with the intention that we can become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this effort, that the Arabs of that time, they thought that they are the superior of the nation, and they are the superior, they have got superiority on earth. Hazrat says, look at the effort Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Abd-e-Sultan, khare ek saf mein, kya asar ta risalat ki shah mein. Just look, the slave and the master, the king and the slave standing in the same saf. When we all standing in namaz, you won't say who's the king, you won't say who's the slave. And on the occasion of Hajj, you won't even know at all who is the slave and who is the king. So Allah Ta'ala chose that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this effort, that in Islam there is no such a thing as lineage. There is no distinction between color and creed and language. This is all Allah Ta'ala's shan, to show Allah Ta'ala's, what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can make different colors of people, different languages, but all with one object, that we want to find Allah. And to find Allah and become the beloved of Allah, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, that to become a beloved is not easy. But to be a lover, everybody can be a lover. That even an ordinary person, poor person, he loves a rose. A rich person loves a rose. So to be a lover is easy. But to become a beloved like a rose, that is difficult. So he says, all you have to do, just get the qualities of the rose. And not even the qualities, just think, you are torn, one terrible thorn in the whole ummah. Stay under the curse, under the beautiful roses, that is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, we saw when Sahaba Rajna one by one came under the beautiful company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah transformed them. What was Hazrat Umar Rajna's mission? The worst mission on the face of the earth. And in a split moment when he came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became Amirul Mu'mineen, the first person to be called Amirul Mu'mineen. And he gave us the message till Qiyamah, that inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this beautiful mission and a beautiful way of life, and we held firm onto it, we started ruling the world. So we don't need arms, ammunition, artillery, their type of all strategies. All we have to do is come back onto sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, how far kaale wa gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein. That how you remove all the distinction. There's no difference between white and black. The only difference is, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable among you is the one who's got the most taqwa. And taqwa you'll get from the company of the friends of Allah. And when you start getting taqwa, you'll realize I don't have taqwa. In other words, you'll realize only when I go to the qabr, then so a person will be all the time. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have come here Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh. At this age, the concern for the Ummah, we should realize that we say the Ummah is in turmoil. All this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spelled out clearly for us. And we see the time now, the fitnas, the tasbih has broken. Allah save me, all of us, that we bring sunnah into our lives, in the lives of our wives, children, and see how the nur of Allah Ta'ala will, the nur of Iman will spread again. Ye ta teri kulami ka sadqa, shani sultaniya chutar bhaame, that those who became your true slaves, in other words, to become the obedient servant of Allah, you have to become the true slaves of the pious servants of Allah. And they don't want to make us slaves, they want to make us slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Connect us to Allah Ta'ala. How Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam connected Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then they were ready to give their lives under all conditions. That my life can go, but I won't break one command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No matter where I am in the world. And then when Iman penetrated the heart, the nur of Sunnah penetrated the heart, they went to China to do business and they spread Iman. Allah give me tawfiq understanding. Jisne kaante bichaye te dekha, gul badama tere bosta mein. They were those people who said clearly, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1 minute before this we hated you. They used to spare throw thorns practically on the part of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, physically. People like Hinda, etc. People like Washi, who did the worst act to kill the uncle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hinda wanted to drink the blood of the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his skull. And he did it. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam persevered. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for the Ummah. And how these people became now, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Where they are and where we can. So all we have to do is beg Allah Ta'ala, pull us out of all this mess and make us, as I say, those that threw thorns in your path. Now your beautiful garden of Islam is flourishing now. And it will flourish till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ يُفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. The kuffar ever, they'll try and put off the light of Islam, it's impossible. This nur, the embodiment of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beauty that Allah sent in the world, it can never be put out. We have to come back and hold this pillar of Islam, pillar of support. As Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, Busra lana ya ma'ashir al-Islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami lamma da'allahu da'ina li ta'atihi bi akrami rusul kunna akram al-umami. Said, O Muslims, do you know who you are? You got that pillar of support nobody can break down. When Allah sent the greatest da'i, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to pull us out of darkness, then because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidul Anbiya, you became the best ummah. How can we be following people who are following dogs? We, Allah Ta'ala save us, that we come back onto the path of sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then nobody can even lift an eye against us. See how Allah Ta'ala will give honor to the Muslims. So Hazrat says, Yo chala tere nafse kadam par, kam rahe wo dono jahame. The friends of Allah and Hazrat's famous poem, Nafse kadam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hai jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ki raaste. There's only one way back, following the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In every aspect of our life, myself first of all, it's even easy to talk, but let us make a little effort, first tawbah, istighfar, and beg Allah, read the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make sure we practice upon him. Allah says this was the only road of success in this world and most, and definitely in the year after you'll see this is the way of success. Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapke mehfil-e akhtara mein. Hazrat explains the beautiful majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like today you see the majlis of the awliya Allah. You just walk in and you see this is a different majlis. There are many majlises, there are many gatherings of deen, which people think is gatherings of deen. But when you see, there's darkness here. Here when you see, even if the lights are on, the man of Allah is sitting in front. And you see all. So Hazrat says like that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you made such an effort. People were lost. You made them stars. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ashabi kan nujum. My Sahaba are stars. People who use this word for faulty people, you can't use that word. The word of stars only belong to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and those who follow in their footsteps. So Hazrat says, look at your majlis. You are like sitting right in front and conducting the majlis like that beautiful 14th full moon. And what does the 14th full moon know of beauty? Yeah, they get the 14 full moon is getting its beauty from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the beautiful stars are setting around you. And you can see that 14 full moon from far. Like today we see our mashayikh. Then whatever condition Allah says, you give your youth to Allah. And your old age Allah will make you splendid. From far you see them, nobody will make out they are old. Nobody will make out they going through pain. But what is their pain for me and you? So Hazrat says, this was a beautiful majlis. Aapki shaan-e be-intiha ko kis tarah laaye akhtar zubaan pe. Hazrat says, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your position, how can anybody, the whole world put together, can never ever write about your position. As a poet says beautifully, ma madaht Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahat maqalati bi Muhammada. When I spoke about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in no way whatsoever can we speak of the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just by taking Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, our words become honorable. So Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, that we make tawbah, myself first, istighfar, and beg Allah to pull us back onto the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we enjoy the everlasting company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in akhirat wa tawfiq.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma ba'd. The reading of this kitab, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Hayat al-Muslimin, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi, he was inspired one night when the Ummah was going through halat and conditions, and then he woke up and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me to write this kitab, and in there is a solution for all the problems of the Ummah. And he said if the Ummah will come back, the complete deen, all the different aspects of deen, Hazrat wrote, he said there are 25 chapters here, and a person will bring these 25 chapters into his life, and he'll bring the whole of deen into his life. And then all the problems that the Muslims are going through, they will come out from it. One section writes there that medicine we're taking, unfortunately, is the wrong medication. And the more medication we are taking, the more sicknesses are increasing. So we need to take the correct medication. That is why this kitab has been prepared. And it's from all the kitabs in my life which I wrote, over 1,000 kitabs, I've got the most amount of hope that Allah will forgive me because of this kitab. So the next chapter is Ruh number 19. Left out a few chapters of fasting and hajj and qurbani because the chapters were read at that time. Income and expenditure. Ways and means of income, earning one's livelihood and spending such income should conform with the sharia. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of qiyamah, no one will be able to move on the occasion of reckoning until a reckoning of five things have not been taken. Among the five things mentioned in the above hadith, two questions pertain to income and expenditure. One will be asked, how did you earn your living? And number two, how did you spend your income? Earnings and expenses are also matters controlled and regulated by the deen. In this aspect also, there must not be any contraventions of the sharia. Income must not be derived by unlawful means. Example, interest, dealing in unlawful items, usurping the rights of others, cheating, defrauding, withholding the inheritance of anyone. Many people violate the sharia laws of inheritance and deprive the rightful heirs of the Islamic share of the inheritance. In this way, the usurpers add to the income what is haram and what does not belong to them. Among the ways of earning which conflict with the deen is to become so involved in trade and commerce that even salat is neglected, akhirat is forgotten, zakat and hajj are not discharged, and no time remains for one to acquire the essential teachings of the deen. One should not become so much involved that there remains no time to sit in the company of some saintly person to learn from him the essentials of the deen. Association with the pious, with the awliya, is an important requirement for the spiritual progress of a Muslim. This fact of life should therefore never be neglected, this facet of life. Income should not be expended in such ways, avenues and practices which are condemned by the deen. Extravagance, spending in customs which have no sharia sanction, spending for the sake of gaining name, spending in unnecessary luxuries which are far in excess of one's needs, etc., are all evil ways which brings about ruin in both the worldly and spiritual life. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided that one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means unlawful in Islam. Wealth can and should be used constructively for one's own benefit, as well as for the benefit of others, and for rendering service to deen. There are a variety of deen activities which require wealth. Therefore, a man of wealth can obtain great rewards by earning and employing wealth in accordance with the sharia, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to Dini projects such as masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh, etc., are wonderful channels in which to employ wealth and thereby build up one's capital in the akhirat. Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the seeking of a halal earning is the next farz duty after the farz. It is your first faraid, then is that of earning. Hazrat Abu Khimari radiallahu anhu narrated a lengthy hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this world is for four types of people. One among the four is a man whom Allah has granted wealth as well as understanding of the deen. He fears Allah and is kind to his relatives. And in regard to the wealth, he follows the commands of Allah and discharges rights. This man is the noblest. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrating a lengthy hadith said, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is an object of pleasure. Wealth acquired in a rightful way, it is in accordance with the Sharia, and spent in the rightful way, will be an aid for its owner. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wholesome, pure wealth for a noble person is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us.